equally important. Since the 1950s, psychologists have offered competing theories about what makes one person more curious than another.
Rather than regard curiosity as a single trait, we can now break it down into five distinct dimensions.
Instead of asking, "How curious are you?" we can ask, "How are you curious?" Table 1. How are you curious? Use this scale to indicate the degree to which the following statements describe you. 1. Does not describe me at all. 2. Barely describes me. 3. Somewhat describes me. 4. Neutral. 5. Generally describes me. 6. Mostly describes me. 7. Completely describes me. Deprivation sensitivity. Thinking about solutions to difficult conceptual problems can keep me awake at night. I can spend hours on a single problem because I just can't rest without knowing the answer. I feel frustrated if I can't figure out the solution to a problem, so I work even harder to solve it. I work relentlessly at problems that I feel must be solved. It frustrates me to not have all the information I need. Total. Joyous exploration. I view challenging situations as an opportunity to grow and learn. I am always looking for experiences that challenge how I think about myself and the world. I seek out situations where it is likely that I will have to think in depth about something. I enjoy learning about subjects that are unfamiliar to me. I find it fascinating to learn new information. Total. Social curiosity. I like to learn about the habits of others. I like finding out why people behave the way they do. When other people are having a conversation, I like to find out what it's about. When around other people, I like listening to their conversations. When people quarrel, I like to know what's going on. Total. Stress tolerance. The smallest doubt can stop me from seeking out new experiences. I cannot handle the stress that comes from entering uncertain situations. I find it hard to explore new places when I lack confidence in my abilities. I cannot function well if I am unsure whether a new experience is safe. It is difficult to concentrate when there is a possibility that I will be taken by surprise. Total. Thrill seeking. The anxiety of doing something new makes me feel excited and alive. Risk taking is exciting to me. When I have free time, I want to do things that are a little scary. Creating an adventure as I go is much more appealing than a planned adventure. I prefer friends who are excitingly unpredictable. Total. Scoring instructions. Compute the average score for each dimension, reverse score the items under stress tolerance. By comparing your results with those of a nationally representative sample of people in the United States, you can determine whether you are low, medium, or high on each dimension. See what your score means to interpret your scores. What your score means. Deprivation sensitivity. Low, less than 3.7. Medium, plus or minus 4.9. High, greater than 6.0. Joyous exploration. Low, less than 4.1. Medium, plus or minus 5.2. High, greater than 6.3. Social curiosity. Low, less than 3.0. Medium, plus or minus 4.4. High, greater than 5.8. Stress tolerance. Low, less than 3.1. Medium, plus or minus 4.4. High, greater than 5.8. Thrill seeking. Low, less than 2.6. Medium, plus or minus 3.9. High, greater than 5.2. A brief history.